Four shots rang out in quick succession, the retort thunderously loud even through my Peltor hearing protection. I detested indoor shooting ranges with their close confines and dingy interiors. Some jackass with a hand cannon always seemed to be in the lane next to mine, and today was no exception. Whatever. Shooting under crappy conditions was still shooting, and that beat the alternative. Usually. What's he hitting? Air, I said, eyeing the target adjacent to mine. The crisp white paper overlaid with a bad guy silhouette swung merrily beneath its metal hanger without a care in the world. I could see why. A scattering of holes graced the paper's edges, but the black target lines spiraling outward from the center were completely unbroken. You're kicking butt, I said, turning back to my own lane and the woman sharing it. Put another couple pairs center mass and we'll call it a day. Already? The woman said. You must have other plans, or something. As a matter of fact, I did have other plans. Or something. But I knew better than to take the bait. Less talking, more shooting. I gave the instructions in my no-nonsense firearms instructor's voice, and the woman responded accordingly. Settling into a shooter's stance, she adjusted her balance and extended a 9mm Glock away from her chest in a two-handed grip. Her hips shifted as she transferred weight to the balls of her feet. The movement was slight, but noticeable. At least to me. Then again, I do love my wife's hips. I reached forward, touching Lila's back. Remember to square your shoulders, I said, fingertips pressing against her smooth, silky skin. My wife was an exquisitely beautiful woman, with a Pakistani father and an Afghan mother. Lila was a melting pot of genes from one of the world's most ethnically diverse territories. Modern-day Afghanistan and Pakistan had hosted countless foreign conquerors, and Lila's appearance reflected the region's collective influence. Her dark complexion and waves of midnight hair framed emerald eyes that left me speechless. This morning she was wearing a simple white tank top paired with tight faded jeans and a ball cap embroidered with the Texas Gonzales flag. But there was nothing simple about the way the cream-colored shirt highlighted her almond skin or the thick black ponytail tumbling down her back. On a normal day, my wife was distracting. Today? She was intoxicating. More coaching, Lila said. Less touching. She adjusted her stance again, snugging her hips against mine. Lila squeezed off a pair of shots before I could reply, but that didn't matter. I'd lost the capacity for speech. Lila followed up her first aimed pair with a second and then a third. The silhouette sported six new holes, all within the 10 ring. The paper target was only 5 meters distant, but there was no doubt that Lila was getting the hang of this. I was a good coach, but she was a highly motivated student. For good reason. Her Glock's slide locked to the rear after the final shot. Lila ejected the spent magazine and placed it and the pistol on the tray in front of her, just like she'd been taught. How'd I do? Lila said, facing me. I could tell by the way her green eyes sparkled that she already knew the answer. Even so, she'd more than earned a compliment or two. As her instructor, it was my job to give them. You did. The hand cannon erupted. Again. I jumped, and Lila shrieked. A peal of male laughter greeted Lila's decidedly feminine exclamation, followed by an admonishment to grow a pair. Charming. Just a sec, I said. I've got to take care of something. Where are you going? Lila said, grabbing my biceps. Only be a minute, I said, smiling the smile that had melted the hearts of interrogators the world over. Matthew, Lila said. Her green eyes were no longer sparkling. They were shimmering. This was a very important distinction. Sparkling eyes meant a happy wife. Shimmering ones were akin to the buzzing of a rattlesnake's rattle. Quick chat with our neighbors, I said. Nothing more. You're a spy, Lila said. You lie for a living. She had me there. But never to you, I said. Besides, lying's only a small part of the job. I mostly build bridges of cultural understanding. Bridges to nowhere, Lila said.